It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why every vote counts. The results are back from the Registrar of Voters, and there were a few more signatures than required to put the fire department annexation on the public ballot. Remember that we started down the other path based on a margin of one vote at the city council. So every vote does count, and you need to make sure your vote counts when the annexation comes up on the public ballot. According to the Registrar of Voters, we needed 1,275 signatures on the petition in order to put the annexation issue to a public vote. When all the dust had settled, the Registrar tallied the signature count at 1,370, just 95 more than the requirement. We had collected a total of 1,970 signatures, but 56 of these were subsequently rescinded by the registered voters. People experienced with petitions will advise you that roughly 25 to 30% of signatures will not be valid due to the discrepancies on names, signatures, or addresses. That is why every signature counted. Remember that the city council vote to go to the administrative route versus the public vote was 3-2. That single incremental vote necessitated all the effort, all the energy to circulate the petition in order to return the annexation to a public vote. So we are back where we started. The annexation issue will go to a public ballot. People cited two primary reasons for signing the petition: a desire for more transparency regarding the decision on the annexation, and a concern that the issue was being rushed to a conclusion without an independent evaluation of alternatives. The fact that 25% of the city's revenue is in question does call for a full and transparent examination of all the facts, of all the consequences of this major step in Sausalito's history. This examination needs to be accomplished without hysteria and without hyperbole. Claims by City Hall of pending bankruptcy or complete loss of fire protection appear to be nothing more than fear-mongering. Instead of immediately resorting to a defensive position, City Hall should see the results of the petition as a message from the voters that alternatives need to be independently examined and that the resulting analysis needs to be full and transparent. There is little doubt that the petition does represent a vote of no confidence in City Hall regarding the annexation issue. A smart response by City Hall would be to provide the voters what they have requested. As of this time, I have no idea how City Hall will respond. There is a lot at stake here for the city, for the fire district, for the individual taxpayer and the individual renter, and for the individual fireman. How much will fire prevention cost not only today, but 5 years from now? What are the current firefighter pension liabilities today, and what would they be 5 years from now? What are the firefighters' retiree health care benefit liabilities today, and what would they be 5 years from now? Will our property tax revenue be sufficient to meet all these obligations today and 5 years from now? Can a young fireman count on his or her pension and retiree health benefits being there upon retirement? In my opinion, all these issues need to be addressed and assessed before the vote on the annexation. But don't be shy. If you have a question you want addressed, send it to your city council or send it to me at slant. That's the word slant at Radio Sausalito. That's one word, radiosausalito.org. Every vote counts, and you deserve to be fully informed before you cast your ballot on this important issue. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.